from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got Doug Lemaurice coming up 16 minutes from now. We got coming in hot at 9:45. Might even have to bump it up to 9:40. That's how big Coming in Hot could be today.
Wow.
Danny Cunningham is in for Kenny. Have you been here before for Coming in Hot?
A couple times.
Do you think there will be any references to a vasectomy?
I would imagine that people are coming up with that right now, yes. I wonder if Andy Baskin's going to call in to talk about the WNBA, too.
You know, he's on his high horse about that, and I just want us to maintain our friendship, and I'm worried that that could be contaminated.
I think there's been damage done.
Something we're definitely going to talk to Doug Lemaurice about when he comes on the show next segment is the prospects of Ohio State and Michigan playing not once, but twice in a season, and maybe in certain scenarios, not once, not twice, but three times.
Say now it, Owen. Do it with four.
Say it, Owen. No, we're done.
Oh.
It's only three.
So what are you doing?
Play four, unless there's a loser's bracket.
What are you doing?
And then Ryan Day would have to battle back because
if
he would have lost the first
time. Somehow they play three times, Anthony, and Ryan Day in the first two matchups is 0-2.
I told you what would happen if he loses the only time they play this year. He is gone. But if he lost twice, be that as it may, the rivalry could start to change here, and I did warn everybody about this like years ago when there was the prospect of losing the divisions in the Big Ten, which, of course, they have 18 teams now and no divisions,
right?
No legends or leaders.
No East and West.
No East and West. None of that. So the top two teams, right, the teams with the best two records,
yep,
will then play in the Big Ten championship game. And then, of course, you could have, feasibly, with all these teams making the new expanded college football playoff, there are absolutely scenarios out there where Ohio State and Michigan, if they were in the Big Ten championship, would then both be in the playoff.
I think both. I would be surprised because of how good the Big Ten is, especially at the top. When you talk about Ohio State, Oregon, USC, Michigan, you talk about all the schools at the top there. I'd be surprised if most years both teams that are playing in the Big Ten championship game aren't in the playoffs. So I think that if each of those two teams is playing against each other, one at the end of the regular season, then again in the playoffs, I'd be very surprised if both of them don't make the college football playoff.
Right. And then, you know, I don't think they'd get matched up against each other right away. One would have a bye.
One would have a bye. The winner of the Big Ten is always going to have a bye. And then I would imagine that the playoff committee would put whoever loses that game, the rematch, I guess, in the conference championship game, or even if it's not a rematch, say it's Ohio State and Oregon in the conference championship game. If there's two teams from the Big Ten in the playoffs, I would imagine they're going to be on separate sides of the bracket. Like, they can't meet to the national championship game.
But it's still possible, is what we're saying.
Yes.
And so, over the last few days, Big Ten Media Day, I believe in Indy is where it was.
Mm-hmm.
New Michigan coach, who already has a win against Ryan Day. What else is new? Sharon Moore was asked, how does he feel about Michigan possibly playing Ohio State multiple times in a year?
Love it. Yes. Let's do it.
All right. Danny, I'm
a lot of depth from Sharon Moore there.
He doesn't need a lot of depth. I mean, again, he's already got the confidence in the rivalry game against Ohio State.
Anthony Lima's urologist was asked about the possibility of having small talk during a checkout and how he would feel.
Love it. Yes. Let's do it.
Also asked about, you know, the prospects of disrobing and maybe having some music in the background during the actual procedure.
Love it. Yes, let's do it.
Do I let him pick the music, or how does that work?
Well, he's the one doing the work, right?
I want him to be comfortable.
Anthony Lima finding out that there is an open date the day before March Madness begins to have the procedure done.
Love it. Yes, let's do it.
Will this procedure maybe be performed in front of a live studio audience and streamed abroad?
Love it. Yes. Let's do it.
On the Armed Forces streaming network, of course.
I mean, someone has to carry it.
I am getting some crazy correspondence on social media. Somebody is telling me.
Anthony Lima, would you like to?
Gene Moses, who is a fan of the show, claims that she has been asked by coworkers before if they'd like to watch their vasectomy video. I think that is sexual harassment. I do not think that's a thing.
Anthony
I'm
Lima.
Not playing Love It here.
Would you like to have it videotaped?
Love it.
No! No! Yes.
Let's do it.
And I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
Yeah, me not operating at full strength anymore. That's what it means. Gene says the number of guys I've worked with that have asked me if I would watch their vasectomy is definitely not zero. That is not true. Nobody has asked you to watch that.
Nobody's, you're calling her a liar.
Nobody is filming these. Why would they be filmed? Is this supposed to be like a public movement to try to get more and more guys for what? Population control? What are we
bringing
doing?
Bringing awareness to vasectomies?
Yeah. I think we know enough. Every year around March Madness, it becomes a thing. How many times has this show talked about this very thing? And Ken still hasn't done it, by the way. And now Ken's having dreams of having more.
I mean, you haven't done it either, so.
Well, it is coming. It is coming. Meanwhile, and don't take that as a double entendre. Also, Sherrone Moore, Michigan coach, was asked how close is Michigan to Ohio State's $20 million NIL total?
Yeah, we're in a good place, and we're going to continue to build to make sure we're competitive. So we got a great plan, and we're going to continue to build. Yeah, I don't got the number on me, so I'm not worried about that number right now.
Have we seen any speculation on what the total is? Remember, they got everybody to come back last year.
Right. I would imagine last year they had to be close to that $20 million for that national championship team.
I think they were right up there. Right?
I think that Michigan has been a team, and you know, I don't know how closely you follow recruiting, but I think Michigan has been a team that has struggled in the high school NIL atmosphere in that arena. But I do think when it comes to getting guys to return, you know, you don't need more proof than what last year's team was for them, where just about everybody that could have gone to the NFL, and they had a ton of guys drafted this past spring. All those guys exhausted their eligibility because they wanted to go to Michigan to win a national championship and beat Ohio State again. And they did all that.
So what does playing this game, Michigan and Ohio State, potentially in back-to-back weeks, you know, I wondered if they'd have to get off their schedule, which would be crazy, right? Imagine Ohio State playing Michigan in, say, October.
I would hate it. I would hate it.
It wouldn't feel right.
No, it would not. That game, to me, is always at noon the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That is when that game is every single year. I hate that they could play in the Big Ten championship game. Like, that would be an amazing... It would be awesome, but I worry. And this is why I've been so against this conference realignment and expansion and the playoff expansion. I don't like what it does for college football, because if they play three times in a year, it's cool once, but then it happens again, even if it's twice in a year. That Saturday after Thanksgiving loses some of its luster. Mm-hmm. And it might not be something that you, Anthony, or Ohio State fans out there, or even Michigan fans out there, want to admit. But when that game, which has been the most important game on the schedule, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, it is always the most important game you've got scheduled. When that becomes less important because you play that team again the next week, I think that hurts that game. It hurts that rivalry.
Well, and I don't know that you're ever sitting your best players.
No.
For, let's say Ohio State, I'm going to give you a scenario. Ohio State's undefeated, by far and away the number one team in the country. And they go into that game not needing it at all. Okay, you still want the bye. That bye is a big, big deal, especially in football. You want to play less games just out of being able to keep guys healthy. You see the type of way that by the end of the year, these teams ransacked with whatever. So I don't think you'd sit anybody, but are you going out guns a-blazing in that first game if you know there's the chance you could get him again. I'm just saying.
There might be some things that you keep in your back pocket as a play caller on both sides of the ball. I mean, there might be some coverages defensively where you're okay being a little bit more vanilla on that back end. There might be some plays offensively where you see something as a way to exploit Michigan and you say, you know what? We're going to save this because we're going to see them next week or we're going to see them in the playoffs. And I don't love that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.